It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 25th, 2020. Today is the birthday of English novelist, critic, and man of letters Anthony Burgess, born in Manchester in 1917. His fictional explorations of modern dilemmas combine wit, moral earnestness, and a note of the bizarre. Born John Anthony Burgess Wilson, and also known as Joseph Kell, he was trained in English literature and phonetics. He taught in the extramural department at Birmingham University for 4 years, worked for the Ministry of Education for 2 years after that, and was English master at Banbury Grammar School from 1950 to 1954. He then served as education officer in Malaya and Borneo for 5 years, ending in 1959, during which time he wrote 3 novels with a Malayan setting. Back in England, he became a full-time professional writer. Under the pseudonym Anthony Burgess, he wrote the novels The Wanting Seed in 1962, an anti-utopian view of an overpopulated world, and Honey for the Bears the following year. As Joseph Kell, he published One Hand Clapping in 1961 and Inside Mr. Enderby 2 years after that. A work acknowledged as his masterpiece, A Clockwork Orange, appeared in print in 1962 and was filmed in 1971. It made Burgess's reputation as a novelist of comic and scathing power. The book is written in a teenage language mix of his own invention, combining elements from British and American slang, Russian, and other sources. It examines society's unsuccessful attempt to psychologically rehabilitate an incurably violent juvenile delinquent. Burgess was the author of more than 50 books. In addition to novels and short stories, he was known for criticism, including Here Comes Everybody, an introduction to James Joyce for The Ordinary Reader. He wrote television scripts, did translations for the stage, wrote biographies of Shakespeare, D.H. Lawrence, and Ernest Hemingway. He also produced dozens of musical compositions, including choral works and orchestral pieces. He also wrote a 2-volume autobiography, Little Wilson and Big God, being the first part of The Confessions of Anthony Burgess in 1987, and You've Had Your Time, being the second part of The Confessions of Anthony Burgess in 1990. He once wrote, "I shall die somewhere in the Mediterranean, with an inaccurate obituary in the Nice Matin, unmourned and soon forgotten." Burgess died in the country of his birth on November 22, 1993, from lung cancer at the Hospital of St. John and St. Elizabeth in London. His ashes were then inurned in the cemetery in Monaco, not far from British actor Roger Moore and American dancer Josephine Baker. The epitaph on his marble memorial stone reads, "Abba, Abba," which means father, father in Aramaic, Arabic, Hebrew, and other Semitic languages, and is spoken by Jesus during his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane as he prays for God to spare him. It is also the title of Burgess's 22nd novel, which concerns the death of John Keats. Eulogies at his memorial service at St. Paul's Covent Garden in London in 1994 were delivered by the journalist Oberon Waugh and the novelist William Boyd. The Times obituary heralded him as a great moralist. His estate was worth $3 million and included a large European property portfolio of houses and apartments. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 25th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.